Today it happens, but yeah, we did play a bunch of really good songs that last set. We played something by the Chambers Brothers, "All Strung Out Over You." That's off of the time "Time Has Come Today" album. That's Lester on vocals, Lester Chambers. I talk to Lester almost every day. He's become a really close friend, and he is something. The guy is totally lucid and incredibly smart, and he's got the most gentle, sweetest voice on the phone. It's just such a pleasure to know the guy, and I'm lucky to get to work with him. But yeah, that's Lester singing all over that one. They don't do that song. I don't know why, but you know, he's got a show coming up, by the way, Lester Chambers in the Mud Stompers with Terry Haggerty and David Aguilar and Terry's brother Tim. The four of them are playing at the Sweetwater. It's coming up on the 22nd of August. I don't usually plug shows, but boy, oh boy, you know, get a chance to see Lester Chambers outside of Moon Alice and really be able to stretch out and do a bunch of blues. A bunch of blues. They're going to do some Jimmy Reed tunes, apparently. After Chambers Brothers, we heard Delaney and Bonnie doing My Baby Specializes. That's off their first album. The Home LP on Stax Records, produced by Duck Dunn and Don Nix. After that was the Keith Hartley Band. That was a little medley of Dance It Kid and the Hartley Jam for Bread. Sounded like one of something I would have done, but they did it. And then, what do you know, Black Sabbath doing Fairies Wear Boots. That is off of the Paranoid album. That's the second LP. It starts off like an instrumental, and then there's Ozzy. Sure enough, 1970... after that was Long John Baldry doing Don't Try to Lean No Boogie Woogie on the King of Rock and Roll off the It Ain't Easy LP. That's his first album, 1970. Love that song. Love It Ain't Easy, too. I'll have to play that sometime. And then we just heard, and I started talking over it, Rattlesnake Shake. That's the Peter Green version of Fleetwood Mac off the Then Play On album from 1969. All right, well, things are getting better. I can tell. I'm feeling it. Behind me is the Mothers of Invention, doing Directly From My Heart to You off of Weasel's Rip My Flesh. Sugarcane Harris on violin. All right, we're just going to keep it going here. Here's the next six songs I'm going to play for you and for me. Blodwyn Pig, Vandergraaf Generator, Spooky Tooth, The Grease Band, that was Joe Cocker's backup band, The Deviants from Detroit, and Something Special. So anyway, that's what's going on. That's what we're doing. We're halfway through the show, and I'll be lucky to make it to the finish line today. But I hope you guys are enjoying this. I really do. And here is Blodwyn Pig from the album A Head Rings Out.
Tomorrow. look for. I got find me a brand new woman. You know I gotta find the one that won't, the one that won't run around. You took everything I had. But I got no love left to give you anymore. Your mother knew that's her.
Let's make you change.
Oh,
Okay, sometimes I can't tell whether this is a song I meant to play or this is a song I meant to use as background music. It can go either way sometimes. But anyway, hey, that was a hell of a good bunch of songs we played just then there. Did we ever. And let's just advance that. Okay, so here's what we heard. We heard Blonde Wing Pig doing Dear Jill. I love that record. That's A Head Rings Out. That's the one that's got the pig on the cover with the headphones on. Mick Abrams used to be in Jethro Tull. The first two Blonde Wing Pig albums are just one better than the next. Just incredible. Followed by Vandergraaf Generator doing Killer. It's our old friend Peter Hamill. 1970. That's their third album with a weird title that I can't quite say. After that was Spooky Tooth, When I Get Home. That's from Spooky 2, their second album from 1970. That's Gary Wright on vocals. Remember him? He was the Dreamweaver. And then we heard the Grease Band, Henry McCullough, formerly Joe Cocker's backup band, doing a little blues jam that goes into My Baby Left Me, which is an Arthur Big Boy crud-up song made famous by Elvis Presley. And then we heard the Deviants, Mick Farren, Detroit. You've got to hold on. 1968 from the Deviants second LP. All right, now we're going to get into some real blues. Mississippi Fred MacDowell, Snooks Eaglin, Muddy Waters from the Electric Mud record, a couple others you'll really enjoy. But anyway, yeah, the show stumbled out of the gate and righted itself, and now we're heading into a safe harbor, listening to one good song after another, after another, after another. And we're about two-thirds of the way through the show, so here we go with some Mississippi Fred MacDowell. I do not play no rock and roll. I play this straight natural blues. Mississippi Fred MacDowell.
My name is Fred MacDowell. They call me Mississippi Fred MacDowell. But my home's in Roanoke, Tennessee. But it don't make any difference. It sounds good to me. I seem like I'm at home in that one of Mississippi. And I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play the straight natural blues. And whenever you get somebody, you know, want to ply for you, just call for Fred MacDowell. I was raised on the farm, you understand? The only way you can rock Fred, you have to put him in a rocking chair. I used to lay me down, you understand? That's my type of rocking. In my type of blues, I play it with a bottleneck. I first got this style from a beef bone, you understand? Raised, will come out of a steak. My uncle, when I was a small boy in the country, he ground this bone down and fired it with a file and put it on a little plank. But I played on my ring finger, you understand? And it's just bottleneck sound better than the bone, because you get more clear sound out of it. And I would like for you to, who's never listening? If you don't buy one of the tapes or album or anything, I like to be listening to what I'm saying. I'd make the guitar say what I say, you understand? If I say our part, he'll say our part. If I give out a hymn, he'll say it. If I play Mason Grace, he'll sing that too. That's my style. Would you hear me doing that? I hope y'all like it. Who's never get it? We'll be right back. got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I need. Yes, he's a kind of friendly Gina. I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. Say the loving early in the morning. Just for me. Oh, yeah. Say the loving early in the morning. Just for me. Oh, yeah. Fusses, always treat me right. Never running in the street, leave me alone. She knows a woman place. Right there now in her home, I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, yeah. If I see my baby, I want you to understand. And I, your lover, man. Oh, yeah. I got a woman way over town. It's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
feel to hold your hands up and clap your hands. In the kitchen and bedroom, I want you to get up and hold your right foot in there and stomp your feet.
So we went from the hard rock blues thing to the blues thing. The real blues. The straight natural blues. We started out with Mississippi Fred McDowell. Baby, Please Don't Go. We heard Snooks Eaglin do I Got a Woman. That's a Ray Charles song. Snooks was a regular in New Orleans. He was the human jukebox. This guy had a repertoire of, I'm guessing, thousands of songs. He was incredible. Muddy Waters from the Electric Mud record did Tomcat. That was with Johnny Winters. And the Mighty Hannibal did Jerkin' the Dog. It's from 1965 on the Surefire label. And then we heard a little bit of J.J. Cale doing Ride Me High. Ooh-wee, Ride Me High. You Ain't Going Nowhere. Not the Bob Dylan song, by the way. Behind me is Mike Bloomfield and Al Kooper doing Albert Shuffle off the Super Session record, one of the greatest records of all time. I should just let it play and play. I think I will. All right, well, anyway, thanks, guys, for bearing with me. No pun intended. Well, pun intended. It was a rough time here. I don't think I could have drank enough coffee to kick this show into gear. But you know what? I let it slow down. I let the game come to me. And the second half of the show kind of got great, I thought. So you never know. You know, what starts out and what finishes may not be the same. And thanks for bearing with me. I just said that again. Okay, so here's Mike Bloomfield and Al Kooper. They're going to ride this one out, Albert Shuffle. And then we're going to hear a bunch of rock stuff. The New York Dolls and a song by Robert Calvert. Something by the Velvet Underground, something by the Flaming Groovies, something by the Rolling Stones. And if we have time, one more by John Mayall. But that's what's going on here. And thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. And this is DJ Barrister. This is Time Won't Let Me on Radio Valencia, the transmission from the Mission, www.radiovalencia.fm. See you again next week. This show is going to be repeated on Saturday, so if you missed it, you didn't miss it. You don't have to miss it. So thanks, guys. I just want to say thank you to all my listeners, both of you. And see you next week. Here's the New York Dolls doing Subway Train. Poison, condemned. When I
Rock and roll.
Okay, we're kind of wrapping things up. We heard the New York Dolls do Subway Train. We heard Robert Calvert, formerly of Hawkwind, do a song called Ejection. Sounds like he's saying rejection, but it's ejection. We heard the Velvet Underground do Rock and Soul, Rock and Roll. That's an old one. Rock and Roll. What a name for a song. Songs that actually use the words rock and roll in them. Those are dangerous, but when you're the Velvet Underground in 1960, whatever, you could do it. The Flaming Groovies did I'm Drowning. That's an early, early track by those guys. And then we heard the Rolling Stones do Soul Survivor off of Exile on Main Street. That's kind of where we're at now. We got 2.5 minutes left. That's Sean Mayall behind us. I got a couple more queued up that I thought I'd throw in at the end of the show just to keep things moving along. So here's Brownsville Station. Let your yeah be yeah. This, we're probably going to go out with that. Maybe time for a little quickie after that, but probably not. Thanks, guys, for listening. Don't stop now. Keep on listening. And have a great day. My show, we have 10 seconds left. Thanks everybody for listening, if you did, and if you didn't, you'll get another chance. Thanks, guys. Goodbye.